Welcome to Black Belt Selling with Stephanie and Anna Scheller. I'm Anna.
And I'm Stephanie.
We are a mother-daughter team who are passionate about taking you to the next level by helping you grow your income through sales training and coaching. On Black Belt Selling, we share content, and this is my favorite part, we interview experts to help you kick through those obstacles that are keeping you from reaching your goals. You can learn more about us by joining our Facebook group at www.facebook.com/groups/Black Belt Selling. That's www.facebook.com/groups. The important part is /Black Belt Selling. And Stephanie, we have a fabulous guest to join us, an expert. Why don't you go ahead and introduce our guest for today?
Well, I'm excited. You know, Mom, with our military background, it's always great when we can find someone who shares our military background and at the same time has stepped beyond that and created something incredible, an amazing business that helps him give back. And that's what we've got today with Jeremy Jones. I am thrilled because, you know, the funny thing is sometimes you meet people in the strangest ways. And I got this random email from some guy who was going to be in San Antonio wanting to know if anyone in our mutual networking group could get together for a one-to-one. And it has turned into the coolest relationship ever. Jeremy Jones runs a business that, I mean, I'm excited because this is what I've been telling people to do, and that is get books out there. But don't sell away, don't sign away your publishing rights. Jeremy helps you get your book out there so you can be the expert, generate leads, grow your business, while you get to stay in charge of your creative licenses. He'll take you from start to finish. So I'm excited. Jeremy's here to share with us his expertise. He's been doing this for way longer than I have at this point. So that is really cool to me to bring someone on who's even more of an expert because that means I'm going to be able to learn something too. So Jeremy, welcome to Black Belt Selling. Thank you for joining us today.
Hello, I'm very thankful to be here. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. So, Jeremy, tell us a little bit, how did you decide that this was what you wanted to do? You wanted to help budding young authors get their work out there without having to sign away the rights to their own work to a publishing company.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. So it started after I got out of the military. I moved here to Phoenix. I was stationed in Bremerton, Washington, near Seattle. And I moved here to Arizona, and I got my Bachelor of Arts degree. I started working. I started working for myself, and I was working for a company at the time. And as I started to grow my own company, I learned the value of marketing, and marketing but with education, providing valuable information and resources in advance, leading with value. And so with that, I was working with authors, speakers, and coaches, and I really liked that industry of being able to package your ideas that are helpful for people. And I started an online show similar to what you're doing here to help authors that I was working with to share their book and their message even further. And so we would interview and promote authors and get their book and their work out to thousands of new readers, and it helped with promotion for them. And as I started to speak with a lot of authors, I was hearing the good, the bad, and the ugly about publishing. If going with a traditional publisher, you're locked into their contract, especially if you're a first-time author with a small audience or no audience, the leverage is not in your favor, I'll just say that. If you self-publish, you have to do a lot of it on your own. And so what I wanted to be able to do is allow people to share their message and publish a book and allow them to own 100% rights. So what we do is called assisted self-publishing.
Okay, assisted self-publishing. And, you know, that's probably new to some of our listeners because they're, you know, we're all used to maybe going through, you know, a publisher having to pay money, or maybe we've been approached by someone to be part of a book project, you know, and we we pay to be part of the project, but our name is on the 50th page with our piece in the book, and we don't get any mm-hmm. headlines. How do you help? So you help people. Do you just help with the publishing? Do you help them with the marketing? What all is involved in what you do for people?
Yeah, so it's we can publish any sort of book, fiction book, nonfiction book, it doesn't matter. We can give it a high level of quality, a traditional publisher level of quality, but you own the rights to it. So it's self-published. A lot of times when people think self-published, they think automatically that it's poor quality. And the reason for that is that most people just try to completely bootstrap it and do everything on their own, and usually the quality suffers, and then they wonder why the book is not selling. If you have a very poor quality book cover, it just doesn't sell because that's the impression people have. Sure, your friends and family may buy a couple of copies, but most times it stops there. And so what we've done is created a process to give authors the best shot for doing their book and creating a high level of quality, plus giving them the platform, the tools, and the coaching. And even we have, in some cases, we can execute the plan with the author and help them promote their book. Just in 2016, we've got, I think it's right now, 7 book titles that we've got to number one bestseller on Amazon, and then a bunch of other books where people, they wanted to publish the book, but they weren't interested in aggressive promoting of the book, but we've been able to sell the book in other ways. So the book can be a great tool to not only generate leads for your business, it can be a great sales and marketing tool, and it also is a very effective way to gain trust and credibility in the marketplace. And everyone here, if you're listening to Black Belt Selling, you probably studied selling in some capacity. And we've all heard that before. People do business with those that they know, they like, and they trust.
Uh-huh.
And when you have a book that allows people to trust you quicker, that means that they will do business with you quicker because they trust you faster.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's a huge key to having. I mean, you know, one of the cool things about having a book is it sets you apart from like 95% of your competition, because most of them mm-hmm. don't. But you're right. It gives people – I've had people who have read the book come and said, I need more. And I want to touch on something, actually, because when I went to publish my first book, I went and I interviewed quite a few people who had worked with traditional publishers. And, you know, every single one of them warned me to stay away from a traditional publisher and go my own route. Now, so quick question on that end. I know I want to get to talking about how books build your credibility in the marketplace and how it can generate leads. But, you know, in your experience, what's the difference, or what's been the difference between self-publishing your book versus going with a publisher, other than just retaining control, not just having to sign over the rights of your book?
Yeah, so really good question. I have, if any of the listeners, and I'll talk, because we just have a limited time here, I'll give you the high level of the big differences that I see. And also, if the listeners want a little bit more in depth, I have a book that did hit number one bestseller. It's called Self-Publishing on Demand, and it can be found on Amazon. And we actually give a little bit more in depth of the differences between self-publishing and traditional publishing, really to educate authors. The high level of it is, anytime you go to a traditional publisher, what they are looking for is, does this author have a platform in order to sell this book? They're not going to sell the book for you. And I think that's a misconception with, I get my book ready, I send it to a publisher, and then I go sit on the beach while my book is being sold. And that's just not the case. Another misconception is the advance that you're getting paid from a publisher by writing your book. Well, they're not paying you for writing the book once it's done and you submit it to them. Basically, the process is you have to completely write your book, edit it, polish it up, completely done, then you submit it to a publisher. Well, you could wait. I literally heard people waiting 3 to 6 months before they even hear anything. Then if they do say something back, it's normally, well, we don't like it. That's number one. Or, yeah, we like it, but this chapter 3 actually won't fly with our publisher. So you have to rewrite chapter 3. And actually chapter 5, we don't like that either. So rewrite that one. Then you can submit it to us when you're done with that. And you paid an editor again. And then we'll let you know if we accept that. And people have gone through 12 to 18 months before they even find out if their book is at an acceptable place for that publisher. And if it is acceptable, if you don't have an audience already built and a platform built where they feel the book will sell, you're not going to get an advance. I've heard it that it's very generous even for a publisher to give a first-time author like a $1,000 advance. And a $1,000 advance is not free money. It is an advance toward your royalties, meaning they pay you $1,000. Well, for the first books that are sold, you get nothing until that $1,000 of advance that they gave you is paid off. Then you make the royalties of whatever they decide that you should earn. So with self-publishing, now the difference is you own 100% of the rights. When you do publish on demand or print on demand, you decide what you price the book, number one. And if you get the marketing and the promotion of the book right, if you get that dialed in, you keep a large percentage of that. Well, actually, you keep all of it. So whatever the cost is to print the book and then you price the book, you're getting you're getting the full 100% of that royalty. So it makes a huge difference.
Now, Jeremy, a lot of people have dreams about putting out books. And, you know, again, thank you for sharing about the royalty stuff, because I think I know I've had people come up to me and they know I'm a published author now, and they go, you know, the markup on your book is, and you must be making a killing. And I just kind of laugh and go, well, depends on what you're using the book for. Mm-hmm. But, you know, getting back to the whole thing about getting the book out, you know, how hard is it? You were talking about, you know, we can't just send the book to the publisher and go to the Caribbean on a cruise and then, you know, just wait for the royalties to come in. How hard is it to get your book out? And what are some of the steps that you advise your clients to take when they're trying to publish, when they are publishing, excuse me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really good question. So I have a couple of points on how you can use specifically the business of, you know, book publishing so it leads in as a lead generator for your book and it can actually make money for you as well. So that's one of the places we look at. How can we feed this book into your business and what you do already? And the reason for that is there's a study that was done that says even if someone spends a dollar with you, that they're 60 or 65% more likely to spend a whole lot more with you. And if someone's not willing to spend $15 or $20 or whatever you price your book at, they're not willing to spend that to get the information from your book, who knows, maybe they are, maybe they're not, would not be willing to spend whatever your rate is as a business person to buy your product or service or hire you as a consultant, coach, whatever you provide as your services. So that's number one. Number two is I'll give you a quick analogy that I give my coaching clients that paints the picture of, and if you're listening to this and you have a book idea or you already have a book, this will probably not apply to you exactly with the example. But when I give you the example, if you'll listen to it for the concept, you can apply it directly to your book. I promise you it'll help you find the right audience. So the difference is if you are teaching people how to play electric guitar and you promote your electric guitar book to a community of 1,000 people of ukulele players, well, some of them may like to also play guitar, but most of them are more interested in playing the ukulele. If you promote, let's say you have a magazine that's a women's clothing magazine, and you send it to, they have like everyday direct mail where you can direct mail a bunch of people. Well, if you send a women's magazine to 1,000 men, your response is probably going to be pretty poor. And that's what people do with their book, is they create a very generic book and they promote it in a generic way to an overall generic big net of people. And one of the very first principles of marketing, if you've studied any of the really masters of selling and marketing, they say enter the conversation in the person's mind. So the person that wants to read your book, what are the things in their mind? So let me give you an example now of how you can apply this to your book if you're listening to this. Selling an electric, how to play the electric guitar to people that purchase an electric guitar is your ideal audience. And as simple as that sounds, people just don't do that. You know, and so it's thinking through your whole marketing funnel, not just write a book and then try to shove it into the marketplace. A smarter way, a more, you know, effective, efficient way to do it is to go into the marketplace, look and see where there's people interested in the topic of your book, and then you can use creative marketing strategies to be able to get your book in a compelling way, not pushing and convincing, but a compelling way, get your book in front of them. If they're interested in that topic, you have a much better chance. So that's my suggestions as far as promoting the book.
So what you just said, okay, you just kind of blew my mind, because I never would have thought of having someone who's teaching, like a how to play guitar, a guitar teacher, how to do a book. So what kind of categories? I know I think everyone does have a book inside of them. The challenge for a lot of these people is getting that book outside of them. But like, who are the type of people that you could see, or are there industries or categories, or maybe what's the wildest category you've ever seen for someone to put a book out there that's really been successful with that?
Yeah, so really good question. So I'll tell you, one of the things that people think when they write a book, or they start writing a book, or they get excited about an idea and they start writing their book, and then a lot of times what happens is they get a little bit discouraged because they're like, well, I don't know, there's other books out there like this and I don't know who will read it. Well, we have an author that we worked with that's local here in Scottsdale, Arizona, and she we helped her in collaborating with this book. She interviewed 40 women that have been through traumatic experiences in their life, but they came out strong. So it's a book of for women, by women, about being strong through, you know, a loss of a family member, a loss of a child, a loss of a spouse. There's an incredible lady with a story in there where she was, when she was 14 years old, she had a swing set in her backyard, and she was playing on the swing set. The swing set tipped over and fell directly on her face, crushed her face, and she had to have reconstructive surgery on her face, and she's been totally blind since the age of 14. And she was able to be just a very strong person through that. She developed a career. She became a copy editor and a copywriter. She we're actually publishing her book. She wrote a 73,000-word novel, totally blind. And so being able to help people like that, where a publisher may not be interested, they may or may not be interested, but it doesn't matter because she's accomplished that. It's inspirational to people. Uh-huh. And if we have a story and a book that's interesting to women, then you go into the marketplace and you look for groups of women. And the first place is, and I learned this lesson from, I think it was W. Clement Stone or one of the old guys that you very first started to get into personal development, is the number one rule if you're selling personal development CDs. This is when I don't know if it was in the 90s or what, when personal development CDs were very popular. Tony Robbins was, he's popular now, but when he was very, very hot and very popular at the time, he was going out selling personal development self-improvement CDs. And he said the number one rule of self-improvement CDs is sell them to people who already purchase self-development stuff. You don't try and go convince someone that doesn't listen to personal development to get them into personal development. You find people that are interested in personal development, and you show them, hey, here's something really cool you haven't thought of before. And that's how you fit into a marketplace. You don't try to shove, squeeze, and cram yourself into a marketplace.
Wow. You know, I mean, that's really what you're talking about is essentially sales. I mean, that's the way we we help people see the benefit of our products or services. And so many times we get discouraged because we're trying to force our product. And, of course, we're talking about books here. But that's just plain old good sales and marketing advice. Thank you, Jeremy.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Now, somebody may be thinking, but do I have to be a writer? I mean, is it that important to be a writer to be an expert in my field?
So if someone is thinking that?
Yeah, somebody, I mean, they're probably just very intimidated about the whole book idea. Maybe they want to do one, but it just seems like way too much work. What would you advise somebody who's afraid to get out there and put out a book? Can they just establish themselves as an expert without one?
I would say writing a book, authoring a book, yeah, it's not for everybody. I wouldn't say if somebody says, it sounds like an interesting idea, but writing a book is not for me, then it's not for you. I would say it's not for everybody. But look for a channel, a platform, an avenue where you can build more trust and credibility with people. If you're more of an audio person, host a podcast, like what you're doing here, what I've done for years is host a podcast where you provide valuable information in an audio format. Well, you can package audio programs, and it does a very similar, very much the same thing. You can create video programs. I know multimillionaires personally that they earn $1 million a year packaging and promoting video information products online, video programs. So it doesn't necessarily need to be a book. However, a book is a very, very common thing in the marketplace. It's very acceptable. And one of the biggest things is it leverages your credibility. There was a study that was done recently that they did a poll just among general population, and they say, who are the most trusted categories of professions that you would say, and just list them out? Well, you'd think at the top of the list it would say doctor or lawyer or something like that. Nope. A published author at the top of the list was the most credible, trustworthy person, because they've taken the time, and just in the eyes of the marketplace, if you're a published author, it automatically gives you credibility. And I get people occasionally too where they say, I'm not sure how I can market myself because I'm not a doctor. I don't have credentials. Well, give yourself credentials, package up some thoughts, some ideas, solve a problem in the marketplace. If there's something that your ideal clients are concerned with or a primary challenge they have, or maybe as you're talking with clients or doing selling, you have frequently asked questions that people will ask, and put a book together with all of those frequently asked questions. And when someone sees you're a published author, regardless what it is, if it's valuable information, you're automatically seen as just a little bit more of a credible expert. Imagine if you, let's say you had a plumbing issue that you're trying to figure out, and it was maybe there's a leak in your company's building, and you go look for a plumber, and there's two plumbers. One of them, Joe's Plumbing Service, we're the cheapest, and another one is Danny's Plumber. He's a number one best-selling author on how to do safe plumbing long-term for your company. Well, it's obvious. I mean, the guy that's got a book about the concerns of people is either safe plumbing or effective plumbing or long-term, whatever it is, because it's information for your consumer, it just develops more credibility. Even if you're not just directly selling it in the marketplace, because you have a book that provides that valuable information, you're automatically seen as a more credible expert.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I'm actually reading a book by Nick Nanton called Story Selling. And and of course, he's really big on, it's obviously about stories. The entire book is about stories. But he says people buy you. They buy you.
Right.
And a book obviously gives an incredible way for people to buy you. But I know Stephanie had one other question. I just wanted to throw that out there because I felt it was really relevant to what we were talking about here.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and, you know, I just want to sum up a couple things because we're coming down to the last 5 minutes here. And, you know, it's important for people to realize that having this book out, it makes you an expert. It sets you apart. Even if you don't sell copies of the books, you make money by being the expert through the leads it generates, which actually brings me to the last question. So I know you kind of touched on it, but Jeremy, how do you get leads from a book? I put a book out there. How do I get leads from that?
Yeah, really good question. So we like to do, I developed a process as I was putting all this together. I wanted a very formulaic way that people can self-publish and just have a checklist we go through, and we go through the steps, and it's called Your Book Blueprint. And if someone wants the whole self-publishing checklist, they can go to yourbookblueprint.com and get the checklist. But the way you do it with a book is you offer something else in the book as a free resource. You don't use a book to, you know, talk about all the features of your business and try and promote a service directly. What we like to do is it's a very subtle. So you offer a book and you offer another resource on the inside. So as an example, so let's go back to the electric guitar example. It could be a book about how to learn how to play electric guitar quickly. And inside the book, it talks about instead of reading notes, you can read by tabs. They have like a kind of a shortcut where you can learn how to read by tab. And inside the book, it says, here are 5 songs with the tabs already written out for you, plus a short tutorial video of how to read the tabs, and you can play your first 5 songs. Well, if you're interested in the idea, you're interested in the theory, and that idea makes sense, it's a no-brainer. So what happens is you direct them to a website. When they go to the website, they have to put in their name and their email address in order to access that additional resource. They put in their name and their email address, and that's where you, what Seth Godin calls permission marketing, where now you have permission to follow up with that person, and then you provide now another series of valuable information to them, and at that point, you can make an offer. And now at this point, you've given them value. You've done what you said you're going to do, providing whatever the promise of your book is. You've added an extra additional resource. And anyone, again, that's studied selling knows, well, it takes 7 to 10 touches for someone to, you know, really trust you to do business with you. Well, if you're out there just cold calling, you can make 7 calls and then go walk into their place and make 7 of those calls and then have them for lunch and then go kiss their babies and have 7 touches like that. Or you could do something like that. They can hear about your book. That's 1 touch. And then they order your book. That's 2 touches. And then the book gets delivered, and that's 3 touches. And then they read your book. That's like 4 touches, 5 touches. So there's like it's that little bit where they're gaining a little bit of trust and credibility with you along the way. And then when it's appropriate, you know, they're going to want to do business with you. So it's a flow in the process.
It is, and I think that's a great way to describe it. Now, we are down to just 90 seconds left on the show here. You're blowing. I'm learning stuff, which is what I was looking forward to, learning new ways, new things to do this. But, Jeremy, real quickly, what's the best way? Our listeners, I know they're hearing this and going, oh, my gosh, this is incredible. You've given us, obviously, you can get self-publishing on demand from Kindle. Yourbookblueprint.com, you'll grab that, but what's the best way for people to get a hold of you, or do you have an offer for our listeners?
Yeah, so I do. I have another a valuable resource and a way that you can kind of learn about how we use this process. So 2 things. I have a website called thebookdistrict.com. It's a community for aspiring authors and published experts, and it's spelled thebookdistrict, thebookdistrict.com. Right now, I don't think we'll have it on there too much longer, maybe another week or two. Right now, if you go there, you can get access to the community, and you can get also a free copy of my new best-selling book called Power Authority, How a Self-Published Author's The Self-Published Author's Guide to Build Your Expert Credibility from Scratch Online. And you can get a copy of that book for free, and you can kind of see the process there. And also there's an option where if you pay just a couple of dollars for the shipping, you can get a free physical paperback book for free. You just cover a couple of dollars for shipping.
Wow. Okay, so guys, I really want to encourage you to check these out. Self-Publishing on Demand, yourbookblueprint.com, and thebookdistrict.com. Hop on over. We'll put all of these links into the Facebook group so that you can grab those over there. It's facebook.com/groups/blackbeltselling. This was phenomenal. Thank you so much for joining us, Jeremy. I'm so glad we had you come on as a guest. I'm sure our listeners got as much out of this as I did. So thank you for coming by today.
Oh, you are very welcome. It's my pleasure. I am just honored that you invited me, and I'm very active within the Facebook community. If anyone has any additional questions that I did not cover, just connect with me in the Book District, and I'm happy to answer those questions there as well.
Awesome. Well, thank you, guys. You know what? This was amazing. Go back. Listen to this one over and over. Connect with Mom and I. Connect with Jeremy. We're here to support you in your quest for success. In the meantime, I'm Stephanie, here for Anna. We are the Black Belt Sellers of Southwest and Central Texas. Go out there and make it a great week.